From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. On Capitol Hill today, the top U.S. commander in Iraq told a Senate panel he may soon recommend additional troop drawdowns. General David Petraeus was testifying at a confirmation hearing. He's President Bush's nominee to lead U.S. Central Command. Also at that hearing was the man nominated to replace Petraeus in Iraq, Lieutenant General Ray Odierno. NPR's David Wellna reports.
When General Petraeus last testified before Congress 6 weeks ago, he was making no promises of any further troop withdrawals than those already planned to end in July. After that, there would be an indefinite lull in drawdowns. Today, at his confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Petraeus described the number of security incidents last week in Iraq as the lowest in over 4 years and predicted an even lower number this week. That prompted this from Armed Services Chairman Carl Levin.
Is it now your intention to make a recommendation relative to further troop reductions before you change command, presumably in September?
It is, Mr. Chairman.
Though Petraeus did not say how many troops might leave, he did paint a scenario of a drawdown before the November elections.
I do believe that there will be certain assets that, as we are already looking at the picture right now, we'll be able to recommend can be either redeployed or not deployed to the theater in the fall.
All right. Well, that, I think, is good news to most of us.
But there was also some not-so-good news. Petraeus said, contrary to Pentagon projections, Iraqi security forces will not take over in all 18 of their country's provinces by July. He moved that goal to sometime next year. And he said provincial elections scheduled for October won't happen until November. Petraeus, as head of Central Command, would oversee all military operations in the Middle East and Central Asia. He echoed the Bush administration's warnings about Iraq's neighbor to the east.
Iran continues to be a destabilizing influence in the region. It persists in its non-transparent pursuit of nuclear technology and continues to fund, train, and arm dangerous militia organizations.
That triggered a noisy reaction from a group of anti-war protesters, which Chairman Levin tried to quell.
We're going to have to ask you to now please the room. Please. Thank you.
Later, pressed by Virginia Democrat Jim Webb, Lieutenant General Ray Odierno said Iraq must have a stable, self-reliant government, a professionalized security force, and not be a safe haven for terrorists. Webb then asked this.
Do you believe that if those conditions are met, there would be a need for United States military in Iraq?
I do not. I believe what we would want, though, is to maintain, obviously, military contacts, as we do with many countries around the world over time.
Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton left the campaign trail to attend the hearing. She asked Petraeus about how large a priority it should be to hunt down al-Qaeda's leaders, including Osama bin Laden.
Al-Qaeda has been quite open about the fact that it sees its main effort to be in Iraq, and it, of course, is appropriate, again, to do everything that we can there to pursue al-Qaeda Iraq, and that is, in fact, what is ongoing.
Well, I know that we may not agree about what the principal emphasis should be with respect to our efforts against al-Qaeda, because certainly the ongoing threat to the United States on our soil emanates from outside of Iraq.
Still, Committee Chairman Carl Levin signaled his key support for both Petraeus and Odierno.
Regardless how long the administration may choose to remain engaged in the strife in that country, our troops are better off for the leadership that these two distinguished soldiers provide.
Levin said he hoped to bring their nominations to the Senate floor as swiftly as possible. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.